Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Well, I'm going to show this for you, those of you who work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you can create a greater ripple effect for the lives of others. Guys, thank you for allowing me to do that with you today. Appreciate you guys that have been tuning in. You guys have been binging and you've been sharing this with others and allowing us to create a greater ripple effect. So thank you so much as you are able to have your lives blessed too. If you haven't done so already, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe to the Money Ripples page right now. There's more videos are coming out, including short videos to give you additional education already. So go and subscribe and like our videos now. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, so I want to talk about a concept, and we're going to come back to infinite banking again, because I've had a lot of people ask me more recently. They're saying, hey, infinite banking, I know it works with real estate investing, and it's a no-brainer, it's awesome, but does this work with business too? And the answer is definitely. It definitely works with business. In fact, that's what I used to teach people mostly how to do it with. So I want to illustrate how that works with using within your own business. And this business, by the way, could be a business of investing. There are a lot of different ways to use it, but there are some additional benefits you get with using this for your business that you would never get with certain types of investments. So I want to talk about this concept in general. Now, for those of you that are not sure what infinite banking is, just so you know, you can become financially free without infinite banking. You don't need it to invest or anything else. But it's a great way to build up and store your cash savings. It's a supercharged tax-free savings account that allows you to earn money in two places at the same time. That means you get the double dip on your investment returns. And the great thing is you can do that in your business as well, where your business can not only just pay you for the money you make in the business, but now the cash you've been using to essentially pay for other types of expenses within that business, especially regular expenses or occasional expenses, you can use your policy to pay for those things that allow you to make money in two places at the same time, essentially earning interest on the money that you've been using in your business anyways. And that's the key thing. Now, how does that work? Infinite banking, and when we use whole life insurance, that's the type of vehicle that we use for infinite banking to work the best, right? Now, when you use that money, what you're doing is you're building up cash. So it's not just a death benefit. You're building up cash inside of this policy. This cash that's in here is a tax-free savings account. It's not an investment. It is a savings account that's inside of here. That cash value, as they call it, can build and grow tax-free. It's much like a Roth IRA, but you don't have the whole 59 and a half rule or dumb rules to deal with that way. Now, as it builds and grows, you have the ability to take out a line of credit using that cash as collateral. This is no different than if you went to your bank where you have a savings account and said, hey, can I get a line of credit against that savings account? And they would say, yeah. And what they would do is they would lock up that savings account so you can't touch it, but they would allow you to get money out in a line of credit. And you'll pay interest to the bank. You do not pay interest to yourself. You pay interest to that bank while your money's still in that savings account and growing and compounding interest. The same thing happens here with life insurance, but instead of earning 0.0% like you'd earn at the bank, you're earning, in many cases, at least 5 or 6% tax-free dividend rate. So much, much higher, much better than 0.0%. You earn a much better return. While at the same time, in many cases, you get a lower interest rate on your loan. So what it means is you're getting charged less in interest on the loan than what you're earning inside the policy, allowing you to make extra money there, and then you can still use that money elsewhere. See, the big thing that everybody talks about with infinite banking, and even with using a business, they'll say, oh, well, it's really not that big of a benefit because you have to borrow your own money. Well, first off, you don't. You can actually just withdraw the money. You can actually do that. But the reason we say to borrow it is because if you know you're earning more in interest inside of that life insurance cash value, you're earning more interest there than what you're paying in interest to a bank or a life insurance company to what you're paying them, that spread is that extra return you can add on top of whatever you're doing with that money. So when we talk about you doing with real estate investing, say that the down payment for the real estate property is $50,000. You borrow $50,000 from that line of credit from your bank or from that insurance company. That money then gets used to invest. You're earning the cash flow from that investment, that $50,000. The cool thing is the $50,000 is still inside your life insurance policy because that line of credit you got is separate from the cash. You're not pulling the cash out of your policy, losing the ability to earn interest. You're just getting the line of credit, borrowing it, paying them interest, but all of your money's still in there. So if you had $100,000 in there, you're still earning $100,000 compound interest tax-free. That $50,000 did not come out like it would if you just pulled it out of a savings account and you lost the ability to earn interest. That is key to understand when you're dealing with business. Because an example I've used with many people is, say you want to put $25,000 into a marketing strategy for your business. Now, as a business owner, I get this. You want that marketing strategy to work, right? So if you have a marketing strategy and maybe you've already proven it, maybe it's already worked before and you're using that money again, say it's $25,000 to do that marketing strategy, but you know it's going to generate about $5,000 a month. Well, most people, they just pull it out of their checking account from their business. Great. They use that $5,000 a month to come back in. Essentially, you didn't earn anything off that other than the $5,000 a month, which is great. However, what if you could earn extra interest on top of that $5,000 a month? So if you use your life insurance policy instead, use that money, you borrow the $25,000 from the policy, from the insurance company or from the bank that gives you a line of credit against that policy as collateral. You borrow that $25,000, you invest it, but then you take that $5,000 of returns, $5,000 of that return you're getting from the marketing strategy, pay it back to pay down that line of credit. What happens, you essentially pay almost zero interest on that loan because it hardly had time to charge you anything. But if you only made, say, net 4% tax-free on that money over 6 months, guess what? You just made $500 in 6 months. Over a year, that'd be $1,000 over 6 months more than what you would have earned had you just put that in your checking account within your business. So it allows you to get these little extra bonuses inside your own company. Think about it. Even if you said, you know what? I'm going to use that extra money I'm making from my life insurance to pay myself an extra dividend or bonus in my company. How cool would that be? You'd be able to come home every so often with $500,000 or plus dollars a month, not a month, but even a year or whatever it might be, because you leverage it right. Now, type of expenses you use this for would be taxes is a great one, especially if you pay taxes, whether it's quarterly or annually. If it's more regular, great. If you pay for insurance costs, if this is something like where you maybe you save money by only paying your insurance premiums on your, you know, it could be your property insurance, it could be liability insurance for your business or whatever it might be, whatever applies. You pay that once per year. One, you save money because you only pay once per year. But then two, that money, of course, can be used to make more in the meantime. So now you can make money off that. So say those insurance premiums are, say, $10,000 a year, let's just say, right? Well, great. That $10,000 can now at least earn 4%. You earn another $400 on that money, right? Same thing if you're using this for buying a property. Now, here's something you can do with this. You can borrow it for a down payment. Now, I had one client in particular. He said, well, I'm looking at maybe just canceling this policy. I'm just going to cash it all out because he had like over $300,000 sitting in cash. He didn't really understand the value of the policy. He didn't care about the death benefit. And by the way, even when we do this, the death benefit really ends up becoming an icing on the cake. It's really just a perk. So he said, I've got $300,000 here. What if I just use this to pay for my building so then I don't have a mortgage payment? Now, he still needed a little bit more money to do the build out and everything. So that building, that office building he was trying to buy for his business and then rent out some of the units, it was going to cost him about $375,000. Here's what's cool. I said, slow down, Sparky. Hold on. Do not cancel this policy and just cash it out. Plus, he would have some taxes if he did that because you lost the tax umbrella, that tax-free umbrella that you get. I said, don't do that. But instead, use this policy as collateral with your local bank or credit union because he was looking at getting that with his local credit union. Had a great relationship with them. They were willing to offer him 5.25% at that time. This is when interest rates were a little bit higher, similar to what they are today. Maybe right around similar. They're offering right around 5.25%. They're going to give him a great deal. But because he was going to use this insurance policy as collateral, and insurance and the banks know, if they understand this, they know that the cash value is guaranteed to grow every single year. They're always guaranteed to earn interest. So as a result of that, they said, hey, yeah, we'll give you a loan. In fact, even though you only have about $310,000 to use, we'll give you the full loan at $375,000 and give you a 3.25% interest rate on this money. What did that do? That saved him $400 a month on his payment. Over the course of that loan, it saves him about $125,000 in interest, right? So now he's leveraging it. Now it locks up the money. He can't use the money in the policy anymore because it's locked up. Until he pays down the loan, then they start unlocking the money slowly. But after a year and a half, he built out the building. He started getting some renters in it. He went back to the credit union. He said, hey, I've done it. I think the value of the property is more than enough to justify being able to secure the loan now. So instead of having the insurance policy be the collateral for the loan, he wanted to switch it back to the office building. So he went back to the bank. He said, hey, can I do that? They said, yes. And we'll keep your terms, the interest rate, the same. So what it did is it unlocked all that $300,000 plus in cash they had in the policy that now he can use for whatever he wants to invest or whatever. But now he still got the low payment that he would never have gotten had he just used the building in the first place. So he actually was able to manipulate the system, saving himself $400 a month, which equated to $125,000 in interest over those 25 years of that business loan that he got. Guys, that was big for them. Huge. Not to mention, I mean, the rent he was receiving from those tenants more than paid for his mortgage payment, allowing him to be completely profitable, living rent-free inside his own building. It's like the Burr strategy on steroids, right? If you don't know what the Burr strategy is, that's like buy, rent, or buy, rehab, rent, and repeat, right? That kind of strategy. It's kind of like what people do when they buy their own property, live in it, and rehab it, and then they rent it out. This is the same thing, but he did it with an office building. Now, other ways that people have used in business, General Electric. You know, GE actually used their pensions for their employees. How'd they do it? They bought insurance policy on their employees because yes, you can buy policies on employees. Bought a policy on their employees, built the cash value. They controlled it. They owned it. The employees didn't get any access to it. But then when the employees said, hey, it's time for me to get my pension. I've been here for 30, 40 years. They said, great, we will do that. Here's your pension. They just paid out of the cash value. And then when they passed away, guess what? That death benefit then paid back into that pension fund within that company, boosting it back up, allowing them to have more money in that pension fund. So yeah, they paid out some cash value, but the death benefit was way more than what they pulled out and boom, replenished it, allowed them to do it again. Walmart actually used to do this too until the employees and their families created an uproar because in many cases, the employees didn't have insurance of their own, but Walmart profited off of those people when they passed away. So Walmart kind of stopped doing that kind of thing. It's not as they're socially acceptable for people now, but it's something that people still do today at certain companies, especially small businesses. You can also do like what Walt Disney did. If you guys ever heard of a guy named Walt Disney, he actually could not get financing for Disney World. Even though Disneyland was proven to be a success, banks said, well, we're okay with California, but you want to buy the swamp, marshy land in a place called Orlando? Ugh, why would you do that? And he said, hey, this is going to be big. You're going to love it. I mean, literally, it's big because the acreage is huge. It's going to work. It said, you know, Walt, we're just not comfortable with it. And of course, Roy is the one that was more the CFO. They're having to deal with him. So what did he do? He said, hey, I've got cash inside my life insurance policy. Because back in those days, whole life was the only option. There wasn't even term insurance back then. Term insurance really didn't come on the scene until more closer to about the 1970s. Universal life and IULs, that didn't even exist till later. Okay. Universal life was more like the 1980s when that came out. Whole life was the thing to use that people save money in. In fact, they didn't even trust the stock market in many cases because the stock market was unpredictable, especially after the last Great Depression. So people use whole life policies to build up cash and store it. He said, hey, I've got money inside this whole life policy. Will you use that as collateral? And the bank said, yes, approved. He got the loan and the rest is history. You now go to the happiest place on earth, Epcot Center and everything else. You go run your little marathons and runs and all that kind of stuff. All that happens because Walt Disney had his whole life insurance policy to use as collateral for his business. Also, JCPenney's paid their payroll during the Great Depression to keep things going. If you've ever heard of Pampered Chef, Pampered Chef actually started their business borrowing money from their own policy to get that seed money going. Guys, there are so many ways to use it. And I didn't even say the best thing. Whatever interest you do pay on those loans, it's a business expense, isn't it? What does that mean? Interest is tax deductible. That's right. It is tax deductible to be able to be used. And it doesn't matter if the policy is in your company's name or your personal name. Still, you can use that to get that tax deduction. So that's one of the coolest benefits there. So even when you do pay interest, guess what? You're writing off on your taxes just like you would pay an interest on a credit card. So that's the beauty, guys. And you'll pay less than a credit card too. So that's just a few of the ways you can use it for your business. But the key thing is this, is that even if you're using it for short-term investing, it can still generate interest for you while you're using it for some of these things that you might be storing money for. It could be eventually storing cash to then use later on for a big purchase in your business. It could be buying out a partner. There's a lot of different reasons why you want to store money and have it available. You never, ever want to be caught in a place as a business owner trying to hustle to get money to scrounge for doing that. Heck, I mean, even when we released our 21-minute movie, those of you that might have watched it, that 21-minute movie, we use a good chunk of money from our company. Man, imagine the amount of interest that we could be earning from that, right? Not to mention we're earning from the company just because of that movie, but because you use the policy, allows that money to keep growing to compound interest tax-free inside there while still getting the leverage for it. So many ways to use it. Again, I even use it just for really just for safety purposes, right? Just having liquid cash available in case worse were to happen. Great thing is insurance companies are actually more protected than banks. Banks have been known to fail, whether it's the Great Depression or the last Great Recession. We saw a lot of banks fail. Insurance companies don't fail because they can't do what banks do. They can't go and over leverage themselves where banks loan out more money than they have, and then they can't pay it and they go bankrupt. Insurance companies are not allowed to do that. And they're also backed up by what's called reinsurance companies. They have to buy a policy that allows another insurance company to protect them in case they go out of business. So it allows your policies to be safe. Everything's protected regardless of what goes on with that insurance company. So anyways, guys, lots of great ways to use it. I don't want to go into too many details because the truth is it's really up to your own imagination, right? And that's the beautiful thing about it. So it has to be done right. It has to be designed right. You don't want to just dump a ton of cash in there right up front because there will be insurance agents telling you, throw in a huge amount of cash up front and then pay a little bit later on. Guys, that just pays them big commissions, pays you less. There's a right way to design this, especially if you're trying to use it for your business and or for your personal investing. If you want to know how to do that, reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Guys, make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.